This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
The New York City subway shooting suspect is due in court today. Before he was arrested, Frank James posted videos ranting about race, violence, and his struggles with mental illness. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
This witness says James didn't put up a struggle as he was arrested, walking in an East Village neighborhood in broad daylight Wednesday.
He didn't resist from what I saw, which I guess is the best case scenario. There were a lot of cops, but he seemed just very, didn't say anything.
Law enforcement sources now say James himself called a police tip line and told them they could find him at a nearby McDonald's restaurant. All 10 people wounded Tuesday are expected to survive, although one said he doubts he'll ever be able to ride the subway again. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Tesla CEO Elon Musk now wants to buy Twitter, saying it has to be transformed. He's criticized it for not living up to free speech principles. Tornadoes, high winds, huge hail in the central U.S. yesterday. An Arkansas woman was killed when a tree fell on her home. Pfizer will seek FDA approval for its COVID booster for healthy 5 to 11-year-olds. Pfizer says the new data shows healthy 5 to 11-year-olds could benefit from another shot. The data has not been published or vetted by independent experts. This would be a major military defeat for Russia, the AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Ukraine says it's hit the flagship of Russia's Black Sea Fleet. The governor of the Odessa region says Ukrainian forces struck the guided missile cruiser Moskva with two missiles and caused serious damage.
Moscow isn't saying anything about an attack. It says there was a fire, the ship is still afloat, and it will be towed to port. This is AP News. The government's warning of malicious cyber tools that can sabotage critical industries. The AP's Mike Gracia.
A joint alert from multiple U.S. government agencies warns of the discovery of malicious cyber tools that could disrupt industrial control systems. The alert, published by the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, comes from the Energy and Homeland Security Departments, the FBI, and the National Security Agency. The threat actors have not been identified, but cybersecurity firm Mandiant says the tools are consistent with malware used in Russia's prior physical attacks. The U.S. government has warned of possible cyber attacks from Russia as retaliation for economic sanctions imposed on Moscow in response to its invasion of Ukraine. Robert M. Lee of the cybersecurity firm Drago says based on the configuration of the malware, initial targets would be liquefied natural gas and electric facilities in North America. I'm Mike Gracia.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.